This is a lecture and auditing demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 4th of December, 1963. Its title is TV Demo, Basic Auditing, Lecture and Demo. This tape is 88 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
How are you today? Thank you. Now, this is the 4th of December, isn't it? 4th of December, 1963, St. Hill Special Briefing Course. What you're going to see here today and what you're going to hear is an extremely novel demonstration. And we're going to combine a lecture with a demonstration. I'm going to try to give you some idea of the presence of auditing. The use and handling of basic auditing. Now, recently, you had something called ITSA. And ITSA has always been present, and actually there's no difference between auditing in 1952 and auditing today. Really, there's no difference. I'd say probably 1954 is more like it, or 1955. There's no real difference. And everybody seems to have interpreted ITSA as some new strange commodity that doesn't have anything to do with what we were doing. Well, I have more or less always handled ITSA, and I found out that auditors weren't handling it, and that they needed a different viewpoint and a different perspective from which to view an auditing session so as to make their auditing better. Now, all this is very interesting, but auditors, in actual fact, and this goes for, I'm sure, central organizations, field auditors, and so forth, as well as this course, have all of a sudden dropped into some kind of a category of ITSA that nobody ever heard of and that was never intended. And this is pretty awful bad. I couldn't say how much. This tape's going out in public, so I can't swear, don't you see? But it's pretty grim. Do you know the auditors are permitting their PCs to draw pictures? Not to illustrate anything, just sit there and draw pictures, and the PC is humming, and the auditors marks down the TA action while the PC is humming. And what is this? I mean, what on earth's going on here? This is madness. Auditor sitting back, giving the PC nothing to do, not handling any control of session, not doing anything in the session. Of course, your TA is going to pieces. Well, now look, the place to get your basic auditing together is at Class 2 and Class 3. Your basic auditing ought to be very nearly perfect at these levels, because you're never going to be able to do an OT process unless your basic auditing is nearly perfect. There frankly is no difference between Class 2 auditing and Class 6 auditing. No difference, really, as far as basic auditing is concerned. Now, the basic auditing is that fundamental which handles the PC, handles the session, handles the auditing comm cycle, and handles the meter, regardless of what else is occurring. Now, the situation that you face here is that there is a thing called perfect basic auditing. There is a thing called perfect basic auditing. And at Class 3, it now, as we know it, it now handles the meter. It adds that into it. But at Class 2, all basic auditing is doing is simply handling the PC, the session, and keeping the auditing comm cycle going and intact. Now, there was room for improvement in this. Nearly everybody's auditing had room for improvement. Frankly, the demand of an OT process on basic auditing is so great that you cannot have frail basic auditing and run anything, really, at Class 5 or Class 6 and expect any result to occur. But for an auditor to be sitting there letting the PC doodle, for an auditor to be sitting there with the PC humming, with an auditor to be sitting there silent while the PC had nothing to say, these things are fantastic violations of basic auditing. Your basic auditing has got to be good. Now, I'm laying it on the line to you here, and it may be very cheeky of me perhaps to play one of my own sessions on this sort of thing. But for the last 3 months, I knew that auditing could be improved. I knew my own auditing could be improved. How about yours? So I've been working for about 3 months to get my own auditing improved as far as I could improve it. And I've been very careful of various things. And I've been grooving myself in along this particular line. The trick is to do all these things and keep the session rolling. Now, of course, at class six, you're right on top of the session. You're kicking it all the way along the line. You're speeding it up. You're rolling it very quickly and so forth. But frankly, it's no different than it should be at class two or class three. All of these auditing lessons then apply to all classes above one. Basic auditing is something that should be very smoothly done indeed. Now, what I have been able to improve in my own auditing are these particular points. Handling the PC zitsa, receiving it, knowing when the PC has spoken, acknowledging what the PC has said, and not cutting off the PC zitsa. Now, of course, one of the ways to, quote, play this safe is just not to say anything to the PC at all, and then, of course, you never cut his zitsa. Well, how about cleaning cleans? The PC will just go on a self-audit if you sit there silently. So this is a beautifully balanced situation. You've got to be able to answer the PC without cutting the PC zitsa and without putting in a big silence there, which will also really not handle his zitsa. So it's a case of knowing when for the auditor when to talk. The auditor should know when to talk and when not to talk. And it's a quick proposition. It is not slow. There's a lot of ways by which auditors comm lag, and I've noticed auditors comm lag down through the years. But the PC said, you're asking the question, do fish swim? And the PC says, yes, they do, auditor. Oh, yeah, okay. The auditor says, do fish swim? No. The auditor, oh, very good. Oh, yeah, all right, excellent. Excellent, yes, yes, good, good, well, of course, yes, thank you. Well, thank you very much for, what the hell is that but auditor comm lag, see? The comm lag of silence, the comm lag of stringing out a whole bunch of acknowledgments, so hoping that something will happen. These two things are auditor comm lag, nothing else. What's the auditor doing comm lagging? Well, maybe he's comm lagging because he doesn't know the technique. Well, all right, he can learn the technique. But if he is comm lagging, his basic auditing doesn't happen to be good. It happens to be bad. His basic auditing is very, very, very poor. Now, most everybody in auditing believes that if they just knew the technique, they would be all set. Well, now, auditing is now divided into basic auditing, technique, and case analysis, three sections. The truth of the matter is that basic auditing is basic auditing, and it doesn't matter what technique you are running. Your basic auditing must be adequate. Now, do you know that it doesn't even change from technique to technique? It's just basic auditing. If a PC says something, you answer it. PC isn't saying anything, you get the PC to say something, you know. PC hasn't got anything to think about or say. Give him something to think about or say. You keep this thing rolling. You keep it going. You keep your action up in the session. You're right on top of the session. That's what gives you tone arm action. Tone arm action totally stems from keeping the session rolling. There's all kinds of ways of mishandling PC zitsa. But the secret of good handling the PC zitsa, when the PC has answered it or said what he's going to say, the auditor then and there at that moment knows the PC has finished talking and answers it. Once in a while he makes a mistake. The PC had something else to say. Fine, let the PC say the something else and acknowledge it again. When the PC has got nothing to say, give the PC something to say. Give him something to think about. Give him something to work on. In other words, it's the auditor who injects the busyness into this session. Now, I've given you ITSA, and the response to ITSA is to fall away and do nothing. The auditor does nothing now in the session except record and hope the PC by self-audit will get somewhere. Well, believe me, that is not auditing, and it never will be auditing above that won't be auditing above level one. Yes, we expect a level one person to sit there and let the individual talk. We expect this to happen. That's what we expect to happen. But that's level one. Well, none of you characters have been in level one for a long time. You've always been doing formal auditing. Well, who stopped you from doing formal auditing? I didn't. But at level W, I thought you could get some idea of measuring communication and letting the PC talk and learning to listen to what the PC was saying, and I thought that would be beneficial. But you've carried it all the way through, and you are going to audit somebody up along the line, clear to 7, I suppose, sitting there, calm lagging, saying nothing while the PC doodles. That's not auditing. You hear me now? I mean, I'm strenuous on this, and I'm being rough on this, because I was plainly shocked. I conducted a survey of this, and, you've just simply misinterpreted what is ITSA. Now, the points I've had to improve in my own auditing were handling the PC's ITSA. Be right up on top of it. I found out that it was I who was causing the dirty needle. It was I, in my auditing, handling, basic auditing, who occasioned the occasional ARC break the PC had. Next thing I had to concentrate on was promoting and increasing the PC's ITSA. In other words, I never pulled information off of a meter or grabbed information from any place unless I couldn't get the PC to give me the information independently. You got it? I didn't ever assess. I stopped assessing solely and totally by meter. I gave the PC a chance to tell me what it was. The PC couldn't tell me, then I got it by meter. Promoting and increasing the PC's ITSA, giving the PC every opportunity to increase his ability to ITSA, because that is the road out. The PC's ability to ITSA must be improved, or the PC isn't getting any better. Number 3, not talking while a TA is in fast motion. You've got a TA over here, and it's going like this. Well, during that period of time, you're silent like this, see? PC says something, and you see your TA. All right, at that moment, you say, thank you. You didn't say anything while that TA was in violent motion. But also, not waiting to see if the TA was going to move again. I'll give you the idea what this is, see? We get, PC says, caterwomp was the item. All right, when we see the TA go. We're silent during that period. Now, if we kept silent here, hoping the TA was going to move again, we get this kind of a picture. That doesn't count. Now, I'll show you the right way to do this. You can see this TA moving, and here's a big broad sweep of the TA. PC says, caterwomp. Auditor's silent here, see? Thank you. All right, just as long as that was on a smooth, even sweep, why the auditor was silent, because he would have upset the PC if he had talked during that period, because the PC is very badly introverted. Now, this is wrong. PC says caterwomp, and we've got this smooth downward sweep of the TA here. Auditor silent. Auditor remains silent. See that TA pumping around, working. That's wrong. That's wrong. In other words, that TA is pumping around. Of course, if the PC is ITSAing at the same time and talking, well, it would be because the PC was talking that you kept silent. But ordinarily, for reason of tone arm alone, you just take those big, broad sweeps and you shut up during those sweeps, and then you don't sit there and wait endlessly to see if the meter's going to move again, because actually that's in violation. The meter has stopped moving, hasn't it? So at that point of stopped motion, perfectly all right for the auditor to stop talking. See, you can push this so painfully far that a PC never gets an opportunity to actually, he's just left without an auditor, that's all. Now, actually, at level 6, you'll get this situation, that after the thing has blown down and come back up, this pumping motion that you now see here, this little pumping motion, regardless of what he's saying, and so forth, is in actual fact coming from the next item not yet found. You've got all of your TA action out of the item you found with that long, broad sweep, so now you're just bleeding TA out of the bank someplace. But that's a particular thing about TR6. It works with any process, then, that the auditor should not be talking while a TA is in fast motion, but not waiting to see if it moves again. See, once it stopped moving, the auditor has no business now sitting and waiting to see if it's going to move again. He just simply now says, good. Got the idea? It isn't a case, then, of sitting there haunting the meter. It's sitting here at 3.5, and you're haunting the meter, wondering if the meter is going to drop. Well, it drops to 3.25. And then sitting there and waiting to see if the meter's going to move again. And finally, after 4 or 5 seconds, the meter does shift up to 3.3. That's wrong. That's wrong. What we're talking about, when the meter is not moving, we don't want the auditor talking on these large sweeps. That's what we're interested in. So that's another point involved here on basic auditing. It's a basic auditing point, no technique point. Now, taking up and handling the PC's problems, either at session start or as they arise or at session end. Now, that's all part of basic auditing. You can't audit and get auditing gains with a PC with a PTP. The PC says he has a PTP, whether that occurs in setting his goals, he apparently has a PTP, or in mid-roods, he apparently has a PTP, or in during the running of the thing, as he discusses things, he suddenly brings up a present time problem. Or at session end, he now has a present time problem. Keep the PC's present time problems handled with regard to the session. Now, you think of a present time problem as something that happens outside sessions. No, a great many present time problems happen because of auditing. Now, we have, for instance, we'll even go to this point now. It's just before I give the end of the body of the session. Note that there's a goal up here that the PC has set. And this goal that the PC has set up here is very definitely hasn't been touched in the session. See, it's sort of a PTP kind of goal, you see. To find out if I really am bright, or if I find out if I really am stupid. We haven't had any of this in the session at all. And take it up before the end of model session. Now, this goal up here, don't wait for goals and gains. You can all take this up right after the session, right after the end of the body of the session, but you notice there's an outstanding problem there. You hoped it might turn up and solve during the session. It didn't. You say, well, how do you feel about that? Is that really a problem to you? The PC says something or else, other, so on. What considerations have you had about that? Well, so and so and so and so. How do you feel about that? No, I feel all right. Okay, thank you very much. End of the body of the session. And then just go into his goals and gains as though you hadn't paid any attention to it. You get the idea. PC says, now here's a middle session thing. PC suddenly says, well, I don't know whether I really answered the question or I didn't answer the question. You know, see, it's very, very difficult to tell whether I answered the question. No, you're looking at a PTP. All right, so you handle it as a PTP. And you say to the PC, all right, well, what considerations have you had about it? You're, of course, going to wear this one out because it appears to be a pat thing. There are 1,000 ways to handle this thing. But you're going at it on this basis. PTP, well, I don't know. Well, what was the answer to it? Well, it was so-and-so and so-and-so. I don't really know. I didn't really know at the time. Well, all right. Well, good. Well, what was the question that was asked at that particular time? Oh, so-and-so. Oh, yes, so-and-so. Oh, well, yes, the answer was so-and-so. Oh, all right. And I come right off of it because we handled the PTP. Get the idea. Don't let the PC pack up a bunch of PTPs in the session. Now, I'll give you these 4 points again. Handling the PC's itza, that's number one. That's not talking and cutting off his itza. And not being silent and giving him nothing to ITSA. That has two sides. Two, promoting and increasing the PC's ITSA. In other words, you give possible opportunity so that you don't tell him, or the process doesn't let him find it out, or meter rather. You don't go to find it on the meter when the PC can tell you. In other words, get PC first on this sort of thing. Get him to ITSA. Get him to look at it. Get him to find the answer himself. Do all you can to get the PC to find out the answer himself without barging him down and making him feel like he's getting no help. You can also do this to a point where he feels he's getting no help at all. Number three, not talking while the TA is in fast motion, but not waiting to see if it moves again. That's all part of it. Number four, taking up and handling the PC's problems either at session start or as they arise or at session end. Don't let a PC have PTPs. Now, there's basic auditing. Basic auditing is something that an auditor is. This is something he does. And when I get the idea that all the auditors in Scientology are going to sit around and handle a session this way, well, what consideration have you had about problems? For the next hour, PC saying nothing, doing nothing, the auditor sits there and looks at the PC. Look, if all auditing I thought was going to degenerate into that, if it was going to degenerate into that, I'd go on a vacation and I wouldn't come back. Now, you just, mind you now, I've given you the threat. Now, here is something interesting here from a standpoint of model session. Now, you're going to hear on this tape, I'm going to play you little bits of this. You're not going to hear a complete session. You're going to hear little bits of this. And I'm going to give you this tape in chunks. And although this tape is very valuable, this happens to be a present time truncated GPM found on a PC, the goal found, and all 16 items in that GPM run in 3 hours, with a total TA division of 175. That's in 3 hours. And this is very valuable because it's probably the only tape that gives us the full, complete rundown on finding items or anything else. Completely aside from the fact that it is a tape on technology and gives technique and its patter, it is a study in basic auditing. Now let's see if you're good enough to hear the basic auditing that is going on in this particular tape. This is what, 3 December?
Yes.
Squeeze your cans. All right, that's fine. You're having a suspension shake. We're going to continue with actual goal processes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'll scout out this PT situation. Mm-hmm. And if not, we'll go on with what we're doing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is it all right with you if I begin this session now?
Yes.
All right. Start of session. Has the session started for you?
Mm-hmm.
Anything worrying you?
No.
All right, very good. What goals would you like to set for this session?
If we work on it, find the ninth GPM. Hmm? If we work on it, find the ninth GPM. Clear up any doubts about the present time GPM.
All right, very good. We get our sense midroots in here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Since the last time I audited you, when was that?
Last night.
Very good. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been suppressed?
I suppressed, myself to go to sleep last night, so I would go to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I've been staying up late.
All right.
I suppressed annoyance today at not being able to locate the, your old passport. I suppressed annoyance at Arthur because he wouldn't let me read, didn't want me to read Christmas, the way Christmas is celebrated in different countries. He figured that was too grown up for him. That's all.
All right, I'll check that on the meter. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been suppressed? Well, that tends to rough it up just a little bit.
I suppressed concern about getting this affidavit out and done. I suppressed concern, well, what if we don't find your passport, you see? I suppose your police book would do. Also, you know, had the American Embassy call again and found out that we didn't have to go down there. Do you see what I mean? Always, you know, like, can we have it notarized here and then sent up there, and can they handle it, you see? Of course, you see, yes. So, you see, but Mary called up and she asked about it. Well, they'd have to come down here to the American Embassy and bring their passports, and you see what I mean? So it's all right now. We have a notary coming down to notarize it here, and we don't have to go to the embassy in London. Well, I suppressed that, as usual, with governmental type things, I found out that my passport has been out of date since, you know, February 63. And I thought, well, that's certainly true. Anytime I come into contact with governments, I suppress. I don't want to have to do it. And so I suppress doing all their little actions that one is supposed to do and forget all about them. That's all.
All right, very good. Check that on the meter again. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been suppressed? Is that a protest?
I'm protesting the question.
I
suppressed my legs are tired tonight. Standing out there on the cement, cold cement, and watching students, you see, audit. Oh, it's like jumping up and down on a steel deck, you know? Cold floor. Hard cement.
All right. All right. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been suppressed? That didn't read.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Since the last time I audited you, is there anything you've been careful of?
Oh. To write up this affidavit with plenty of therefores and thereofs and whereby's and whereofs and witness all ye men and, you know, legal jargon. And I was careful to make a complete search for your passport. I looked all around. Okay.
All right. I'll check that on the meter. Since the last time I audited you, is there anything you've been careful of? All right, that apparently didn't read. Since the last time I audited you, is there anything you failed to reveal?
All right, now you've seen this going on to this degree. I'm sorry for the slow start there. Actually, the machine had to be considerably adjusted there at the beginning. Now, you heard a blank. You heard a blank. Right after she did the last careful of, you heard a blank. That was a tone arm blowdown. And it's not a judge. Simply made notes on what she was doing and watched the tone arm blow down, and when it hit bottom and so forth, was in there and acknowledged it. Now, do you get that? That isn't just a blank hoping something will happen. It is an actual fact, this. Now, do you see any difference so far in what you were doing with model session and what you were hearing on this record? I'm going to play you the rest of these mid-roods and let you listen to that.
The passport. I could think there's something. I never found it.
Okay. Since the last time I audited you, is there anything you failed to reveal?
No.
All right, I'll check that on the meter. Since the last time I audited you, is there anything you failed to reveal? Is there anything you failed to reveal? No, that didn't read. You agree that's it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been invalidated? The last time I audited you, has anything been suggested? There's some read on suggest. You don't think so?
No.
All right. Since the last time I audited you, has a mistake been made? Yes?
Just students making mistakes when they're auditing.
All right, very good. Since the last time I audited you, has a mistake been made? Yes, another one?
Now, I want to call your attention to the fact that the PC is actually given time to answer the auditing question. The auditor doesn't go on talking, you see, because the PC is taking time answering the auditing question. Those are the PC's comlegs, the PC's blanks. They're not the auditor's blanks. Question is asked or implied to the PC, and the PC is then given time to answer the question. So there is your those silences that you hear there is the auditor giving the PC a chance to answer the auditing question, and the PC is floundering around trying to find if there is any answer to it.
I can't think of any mistake.
A protest? Seems to be a latent protest. I'll check the question again. Since the last time I audited you, has a mistake been made?
Well, I don't know what mistake has been made.
All right. Was it a mistake about case analysis? That read? What mistake in case analysis?
Well, that was just one of the students not getting the charge off before doing a case analysis.
All right. That answered?
Yeah. But I covered that under one student auditing mistake.
All right. Very good. Since the last time I audited you, has a mistake been made? All right. That seemed clean. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been protested? The last time I audited you, is there anything you've been anxious about? The last time I audited you, has anything been decided? Yes, it's been decided.
I decided to get these wigs and false noses and makeup, grease paint, and false beards and so forth for Dinah and make her up a disguise kit, you see?
Oh, all right.
Yeah. These noses, these false noses are rubber noses, you see, and you can put them on and then you can make up putty, you see. You can put the putty around and then cover the putty up with grease paint and so on. And they also have a little book about how to make up, you know, how to make yourself look old and how to make yourself look this or that or sad or, you know. So, should be interesting.
All right.
Also got her some beard, some crepe hair to make beards or mustaches or sideburns or what have you. Two women's or ladies' wigs and one wig of a man.
Mm. All right. Since the last time I audited you, has anything been decided? All right, that's seat and clean. All right, and one more check out here. Missed withhold. Have I missed a withhold on you? Yes, ma'am.
I still haven't thought of what to get you for Christmas.
It's oh, this is
for me too.
Comes Christmas time.
Yes.
All right. Have I missed a withhold on you? I'm afraid there is one there, Susie.
Yeah. Mary Long won't be here tomorrow. She has to go up to Guy's hospital. They're going to have another look again at her thyroid. And she's going to refuse. She's been refusing an operation on it. But she's going up tomorrow to see how it's coming along. And she showed me one of the tests, you see, and that they would conduct on her, and it seemed like, you know, it was pretty good. She was able to, you know, you're supposed to hold your arms out and stretch them out and something or another. If your fingers shake or something, well, then this indicates parathyroid trouble, and her fingers were pretty steady, so it looks improved anyway.
All right. Have I missed a withhold on you? Here's one.
Student not being facile in questioning on case analysis, you know. Ask a question and they don't know how to ask another question in order to verify what they've gotten. Do you see what I mean? Mm. Also, this one student, everything the PC said, he checked something different, you know. So I thought you did. So I'm refusing the it's of the PC. Well, at least not being courteous enough to check it, you know. Even though it is wrong, you'll at least be courteous enough to check it. Well, that's all.
All right, very good. Very good. I will check that one more time. Have I missed a withhold on you? All right, that, you agree that's all clean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Take a momentary break, would you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now there you have just heard the routine actions that you're supposed to take in starting a session. And The silences you heard were not the auditor's silences. That may come as a horrible shock to some auditors. They were all the PC's silences. The auditor's right up on top of it, except one instance when the TA was moving like it was taken off from a launching pad. All those silences were the PC's. The auditor was riding right up straight on top of it. Bang. In other words, the PC finished off, finally, bang, the auditor was in there again. Bang, he's in there again. Bang. You got the idea. This is not work the reverse way, that the auditor sits silent while the PC has nothing to do and so forth. There you see, of course, the fast check on the last five buttons and a permissive check on the first three. In other words, the first three of suppress, careful of, and fail to reveal, of course, are permissively checked. They are not checked on the meter until the PC says that's it. So that's all. And then they're checked on the meter, and the rest of them are just rapidly checked on through. This is standard, and you even saw an instance of steering. And that instance of steering was on the last button there of the mid-roods, I think it was. And it was just a matter of PC couldn't think of anything there, couldn't think of it. Well, having given the PC all possible scope to promote and increase her ITSA, naturally we had gone to a point where the PC couldn't think of anything in particular. I think that was on the missed withhold. PC couldn't think of anything in particular, and the auditor then watched the meter, and when it ticked, the auditor said there to attract the PC's attention to what the meter was saying. But you see, that was only carried out when the PC was just floundering, was unable to see what was making the meter read. Now, there is just standard, terribly, terribly standard, hard, fast model sessioning. The number of TA divisions which were gotten in that little short space of time were 14. That was not 20 minutes. It's much less than that. I don't know, it's on the report here someplace. But there's 14 TA divisions in that short space of time. Why? Well, the auditor was working. The auditor was being a pro. The auditor wasn't there for the ride. Anybody who doesn't audit that way, handling those things, is going to get minimal TA action. I don't say I'm the world's most perfect auditor, but I'm doing better than you are right now. So let's take a look at that. Now let's get into something complicated. We'll just pass over finding this next goal. I was able to find that rather easily, but did it in a rather unorthodox fashion, since it was right there ready to be grabbed. I was able to list up from the top op term of the previous bank, because the PC had already had a great many found. Let's just cut into this at random here and see what we find.
This list complete? Ticks? Have you had any heat on this list?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we may have something on it, okay? We listing closer to present time, or are we listing earlier? Neither one of them read. Let me know this list and see what you get here.
Mm-hmm.
To be wild. To be wild. To be impetuous. To be impulsive. To be dashing. To do whatever I want. To do whatever I want. To have a gay time. To throw caution to the winds. To be incautious. To be uninhibited. To dare. To be daring. To proceed courageously. To proceed courageously. Have you thought of another one or something?
To do as I please, I thought. Is that the same wording as the one there?
I don't think so. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How's that? All right. To act with courage. To be carefree. Have you thought of another one?
No, just that, to do as I please. That seems to have heat on it.
Is that so?
Yeah. Well, I never do as I please. So, if that is a goal, it's failing already.
To do as I please. To do as I please. On this item, has anything been suppressed?
Well, I always want to do as I please, but I never do as I please. You see? Hmm. I know a good one for that, to be irresponsible.
To be carefree, to be carefree, to be careless, to not care, to care about nothing, to care about nothing. To follow any whim, to go off half-cocked, to be a daredevil, to do as I please, to do as I please, to be irresponsible.
Is it to be daring, when there's someone? You've already read it.
Yes, there is a to be daring. Check it again for you. To be daring, to be daring, to be daring.
And then I thought of another one, to dare.
To dare, to dare, to dare. To dare. That's still in. Key not.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one over here that tried to go. To act with courage. To act with courage. To act with courage.
Oh, that just went because it was amusing.
What?
You know, that just read because it was amusing. It was one of those, you know.
All right.
To live with honor. type of goals.
I'll check this one now. To be daring. All right. And this one was trying to read. To dare, to dare, to dare. That is not now reading. And to do as I please, to do as I please. And to be irresponsible, to be irresponsible. To be irresponsible. Well, I'm sorry, I haven't got anything reading there.
Mm-hmm. Are we listening for nothing?
Are we listening into nowhere? Are we listening for nothing? Are we listening into nowhere? I don't get a read. Is there an item where we're listening for? Is there a GPM here? Well, that seems to slow. Is there a GPM here? All right. Did you get more heat on this list when I mulled it?
As you were knowing, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What had the most heat on?
To do as I please, and to dare, and to be daring.
All right. To do as I please. To do as I please. That's now reading. To do as I please. That's reading.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the PT GPM? Is that an actual GPM? What do you think?
I thought they were. I guess it is an actual GPM.
Is that an actual GPM? It ticks. Check the rest of it. Is it an implant GPM? Is it only a gall? Is it only a gall? Is it an actual RI? Is it a lock on an RI? I get a tick here, and when you said so, it rocket red that it's an actual GPM.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this?
Well, I think that's very interesting. And if that's the case, it's pretty high. It's got quite a few atoms in it, because I never do as I please.
All right, this is an actual GPM. All right, reads. All right, is this the GPM that's closer to PT than to proceed with caution? Is this GPM closer to PT than to proceed with caution? Or is this GPM earlier on the track?
It's earlier on the track. Is it? Does it read?
I got a tick. Is this GPM earlier on the track? Is this closer to PT than to proceed with caution? What do you think of?
I'm just getting so much heat off, I can't tell which way it goes.
Or is this earlier on the track? Earlier on the track? Or is this closer to PT? It's closer to PT? Earlier on the track. Neither one of those reading. Not. I had a tick there that was earlier on the track, but that just might have been your startlement.
Well, check it again. Is this closer to present time than to proceed with caution? Or is this further from present time than to proceed with caution?
When you say it, my dear, it falls very heavily on closer to PT than to proceed with caution.
Is that on the cert? No. Is that on the cert? No. I have to assert it.
Well, asserts don't ordinarily read the full dial.
No. Caught. Yes.
Now, is that the GPM that is the PT GPM? Rocket read. PT GPM. That's number one GPM. Proceed with caution, then it's number two GPM. Is it proceed with caution number two? Is it number three? Number four? Number two. Proceed with caution is number two GPM. And to do as I please is the PT GPM, number one. Is that correct?
Number one, yes.
That is the PT GPM.
Yes.
The one that comes into PT. Is that to do as I please? All right, would to do as I please, with the goal to do as I please, oppose to proceed with caution?
Yes, because it doesn't matter. Caution doesn't enter into the thing. It's merely just to do what I please, whether it's incautious or safe or sane or or responsible or anything.
It would oppose it then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That rocket reads. All right. Very good. And let's check how many RIs in this GPM if we can. Mm-hmm. All right, have you got any estimate?
I thought 15.
All right. 15 RIs in this GPM? More than 15? Less than 15? 15. I get a trip of the needle on 15. But too many? Too few? I notice it's an odd number.
Hmm.
There must be some odd number
in
the
PT. It may be 16. It may be 16.
There's 16 RIs in this GPM? Now that reads nicely. 16 RIs in this GPM. So that takes it up to about the what would normally be the third or fourth pair. So that would make eight pair from the bottom.
Eight pair from the bottom, yes.
Yes. And it'd be about the eight pair from the bottom. That reads nicely.
And about two pairs. Maybe about two pairs from the top. If there are 20 items in the GPM.
I guess it's as good as anybody else's.
Yes.
Yours contain variously 20, 24, 22, 20.
Anyway, I know what the top terminal is.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
All right. Do it to me.
Doing as I'm told.
Top terminal, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Doing as I'm told. Oh, it seems to blow down. Is that your item?
Yes.
Right. Doing as I'm told. All right. Something's suppressing it.
Yes, I thought of what the terminal, optimal might be in there.
And what'd you get?
And I got people who won't specifically tell me what to do. An emphasis on the specifically.
Well, you know, that red and blue down like a shot. Beautiful. People who won't specifically tell me what to do. All right. Something suppressed on it. It read, but short.
Just amusement.
Oh, all right. People who won't specifically tell me what to do. All right.
Specifically is, you know, the main thing. People say, well, you know, maybe my mother would say, well, well, go to town and see if you can find me any thread or something like that. Well, what color, what size spool, what commercial, what sort of cotton, you know? I mean, let's be specific about all this, you know? What exactly and precisely, you know? Or someone says, write up that bulletin for me, would you? You know? Well, what all do you want to pull it in? You know, specific, like, you know, generalities, no.
All right. People who won't specifically tell me what to do. I'm getting a small kick on that. What's up here? You're not paying attention here to me?
Well, maybe
that?
Not.
No, is that it? People won't specifically tell me what to do. People won't specifically tell me what to do. There it goes. People won't specifically tell me what to do. What's happening here?
Well, it feels like a lot of
choices. All right. People won't specifically tell me what to do. All right. It reads, for me, it reads big strokes when you see it, but it's sort of against a cushion here. Is there any RI above this? Is there any RI below this? All right. Is this the top-up term of this GPM? All right. Is this the... What do you think?
Well, I thought, well, it could be in specific people.
In specific people. And people who won't specifically tell me what to do. I'm not trying to spoil it. It's here in any way.
It's people who won't specifically tell me what to do.
Well, that reads every time you say it. People won't specifically tell me what to do. Ah, now it's reading for me. People won't specifically tell me what to do. It gets a choke on it.
Well,
no, I'm not trying to make you nervous here. I'm sorry.
Hmm.
But,
I get heat on it.
I know, but it's choking down.
Oh, well,
is there a suppression going here?
No, it's just my item, and it read, and it grew down, and so on, and I don't know why we're... And it's red for you. You called it,
well, actually,
it's red.
Actually, it's blown down twice.
Right. Oh, and you called it, and it did read on an instant read once.
Yes, it has read. This is just auditor nervousness, top op, bank bad.
Mm.
Top op wrong, bank bluey.
Mm.
I respect your itza. I gotta just... People who won't specifically tell me what to do. All right. If you have an allergy to my reading this. All right. Now, just a technical note here, because you're actually listening to this for ITSA. But a technical note is, naturally, the top op term of the PTGPM, unlike any other op term in the whole bank, all the track, of course, should just blow up and shouldn't keep on reading. It should just go. And then that's the end of that, don't you think? And in this particular case, it didn't do so. So here's the PC having a hard time. Now, the auditor knows by this time that the PC has a wrong item and is ITSA-ing a wrong item and is selling it. Now, how can the auditor get out of this trap? Because the auditor knows it. This item didn't blow up and cease to read. This item is now continuing to read. Now, that would be the only item in the whole bank that will do this. So this is a very peculiar little piece of technology, or the top op term of the PTGPM, amongst all other op terms, is the one which blows up and ceases to read almost at once, because there's no charge in front of it, of course. Now, why didn't this do this? That's what the auditor's asking here. What's going on? And here we get into a considerable tremble and scramble. PC is getting ARC breaky because the PC has a wrong item. Now, all you'd have to do is miss your ITSA once here, and you'd have a screaming ARC break. It'd be the session midroot would key in the bypass charge of the OT process. Is this the top-op term of this GPM? Is this the top-op term of this GPM? Is this the top-op term of this GPM? That reads, is this correctly worded? Is this incorrectly worded? Is this correctly worded? Yes. All right. That reads nicely. Is there any RI above this? Is there any RI? Is this RI below the top op term? Or is it the top op term?
I keep wanting to... It's a... There are items below it.
I'm sorry, dear. All right.
Very amusing. I keep thinking. thinking that. You say, are there any items above us? And I don't get anything. And I think, what he's going to ask, are there any items below this? And the heat comes pouring off. You know, are there any items below this?
All right. People who won't specifically tell me what to do. All right. That's your item. All right?
Yes.
And how does this item relate to this GPM?
Oh. Top up, Turner, ask me the question, would it relate, would solve? Would the terminal solve that?
I'm going backwards. I'm going to take off from here.
All right.
Would the top terminal solve people who won't specifically tell me what to do?
Well, I don't know what the top terminal is.
I don't want to list it. I just want to know its relationship to the bank.
Well, I suppose that's top term, top off term.
What's the matter?
Well, I want the question.
You're going to list it the other way.
All right. Well, we'll list it the other way, but I don't know whether I can't tell you whether we've got the top pair until I've looked at that question.
All right. I want to list them in the other sequence.
All right.
I'm sorry. Something wrong here? An ARC break?
Well, you never did it that way before.
Well, that's because I don't want to oppose this twice. I don't like that system. You got an ARC break. All right. You okay? All right. We made an error here. What's the error?
Well, that. You didn't tell me what you were going to do. I naturally suppose it. You know, file an item, put in the steps on it. I'm sort of on a wait now, waiting for that question to be asked of me.
All right. Who or what would solve people who won't specifically tell me what to do?
I'll have to look the item I gave you.
Doing as I'm told.
Oh, doing as I'm told.
Doing as I'm told. Doing as I'm told. Doing as I'm told. On this item, has anything been suppressed?
Well, yeah, I did it the other way, too. Right. We're doing it the other way around.
All right.
I don't know if you can get any more read on it or not.
All right. Doing as I'm told. It's a very flat item. It's red and blown down. All right. With people who won't specifically tell me what to do, be solved by doing as I'm told.
No. They oppose, but they don't solve.
All right. What's correct here? Is the top-op term correct? Top-op term incorrect. Top-op term ticks as correct. People who won't specifically tell me what to do. Is that correct?
Well, I guess so. I didn't start out on that basis. I started out on the basis of the top terminal being correct.
See? Well, which is correct here? The top terminal? Or the top-op term? Which is this? Is the people who won't specifically tell me what to do, is that the top-op term? Or is that incorrect as the top-op term? Or is that correct as the top-op term? I don't get a read on either one. You shut off here. What's the matter?
Oh, no. You see, I suddenly was trying to ask myself that question, you see. I thought something was wrong, and I wanted the question asked, and I had to wait to go through all this round robin in order to get the question, you see?
Yes.
And they don't solve, they oppose.
All right, well, which is correct?
The top terminal is correct.
Is the top terminal correct? Is the top-up term correct? Top terminal is correct. Is doing as I'm told the top terminal? I'm getting my reads on the fact that the top-op term is correct.
Could be a protest.
Is that a protest? In this session, has anything been protested? Yes?
Well, doing it that funny way, you've never done it that way before, it confused me.
Yeah?
It upset my certainty.
All right. Sorry. In this session, has anything been protested? Seems clean. In this session, has anything been decided?
I decided that this is the top terminal is doing as I am told.
All right. Let's read now. Doing as I'm told. Doing as I'm told. Doing as I'm told. On this item, has anything been suppressed? No. Doing as I'm told. You've gotten off on the wrong foot here, Susie.
Why?
Something in error here. I'm not quite.
Well, isn't this for the top terminal then?
Do you have to do it from the top terminal?
Well, that's normally the way a top bank is done, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, so that's what I was thinking.
Because I think I found the top-op term. Everything reads that I found the top-op term, but not the top terminal.
Okay.
Unless that's a big suppress. All right, we bypass and charge here. All right, is one of these items correct? But neither of these items correct. There's some other item. Are some other items the top RIs of this GPM? I don't get a read on anything. What's gone wrong here? I upset you with procedure?
We may be on a...
Maybe on a what?
I don't know. I thought we may be on a cat, a kitty corner, but we're not.
All right. Are we running a correct goal? Yes. All right. Let's list here a bit for the top terminal.
Mm-hmm.
You've got doing as I'm told. That rocket red, but tightly. Doing as I'm told. What might be the top terminal of this GPM?
Being obedient.
All right. Now, got to get to this, of course. It turned out that doing as I'm told was the top terminal because when it was all listed, I straightened out. And the top-up term in this particular case, even though it had read and everything else, finally, the top-up term turned out to be being disobedient, which he put down in the top terminal list. This all straightened out very nicely. Two items were taken from the top terminal, went on down the bank, and the remainder of the session
And the only thing that happened of any vast significance there was just panning out that area. Now, this, of course, is the most confusing area, and the auditor upset her slightly by shifting a procedure that she didn't expect. But that was beside the point. There was an ARC break situation if anything ever happened. I'm just pointing your attention now to the simple basic auditing. This PC was permitted to say what the PC was permitted to say. PC Zitza was handled, promoting and increasing the PC Zitza was paid attention to, and not talking while the TA was in motion, but not waiting to see if it moved again. Several instances of that showed up along the line, and everything went along swimmingly. But that was basic auditing. Now, that's a considerable trial for basic auditing. Now, you probably, when you went over that, were paying attention to technique. Technique seems to fascinate everybody, and basic auditing is the char that keeps the whole place clean and running, but nobody ever pays any attention to. But the basic auditing in that area, the PC Zitza was not cut, so he didn't have an ARC break. Also, the PC wasn't left with nothing to Itza, so he didn't have an ARC break. All kinds of errors could have been made during basic auditing, because, good heavens, this PC had a wrong top-out term, and the PC's right top terminal, doing as I'm told, had been abandoned. Now, how complicated could you get? We'd accepted the wrong item and abandoned the right item. Now, that, of course, is a bypass charge to end all bypass charge, and there was no reason under God's green earth for that session to have continued on smoothly. That should have just been a screaming mess from there on. Well, let's just cut into the session at random here and see what we've got.
That's it.
All right. A lot of heat on it?
Mm-hmm.
Being socially acceptable. All right, is that your item?
Yes, that's mine.
All right, very good. That's your item?
Yeah.
All right, is that correct item?
Yeah.
Correct in this locale? You got a blue down about 0.75 on it. Does that item, by the way, take care of the others on the list?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Oh, yes.
All right, very good. Now, would social confusion be solved by being socially acceptable? Would social confusion be solved by being socially acceptable? Yeah, there's a little bag left on it there. All right. All these items correct to date? All right. Red. Now, what is the relationship between being socially acceptable in this GPM?
Third terminal.
All right. Very good. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Are we... Your item's all correct to date? All right. Let me see if that item is left on. There's nothing wrong with this. Social confusion.
What item are you reading?
I'm just reading the item we were listening from, just making sure.
Oh.
Social confusion. Social confusion.
It's cruelty doing that, because I'm already thinking about what my next item is, you know.
Well, is social confusion still reading?
No.
Social confusion. Are you thinking about your next item? What's your next item? Who or what would being socially acceptable solve?
Not being socially acceptable. Social ostracism. Being outlawed by society. Being an outlaw. Being exiled. Being sent to Coventry. That's all.
All right, very good. You know which one it is?
No. Ostracism.
That's an additional item.
It's ostracism or being ostracized, one or the other.
What?
It's ostracism or being ostracized. One of the other ones.
All right. Ostracism. Ostracism. Being ostracized. All right. Being ostracized. All right. Is that your item?
Yes. Thing I don't like is being all by myself. I like to do as I please, but sure as the devil hate to do as I please all by myself. It's no fun.
All right, that's your item.
Mm-hmm.
And would being socially acceptable solve being ostracized?
Hmm. Definitely.
Did you have your mind on what I was saying?
No.
Hmm?
Not definitely.
All right. Would being socially acceptable solve being ostracized?
Yes.
All right. Now, what is the relationship between being ostracized and this GPM?
It's the sixth. Upton.
Third upturn.
Fourth.
Third summer.
Pardon me, fourth. It's a fourth upturn.
Yes, that's correct. Fourth upturn. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by calculation, there's what, 12 more in the bank?
Well, we found how many? It's a fourth upturn, so we found 3, 6, 7. We found 7 items. And we had something like 16 in the bank, so there are 9 more to go, aren't there?
Yeah, 9 more. All right, I'm sorry.
9 more to go, that means 4 pairs, huh? Yeah.
4 pairs and 1.
4 pairs and 1.
All right, and here's your question. Who or what would solve being ostracized?
Well, now, that's the way it went, and that was the pacing out along the line, and by the end of the 3-hour session, the whole bank had been run. 175 TA divisions had been racked up. The PC was perfectly happy and cheerful, making all goals, and everything was fine and swimming. This was actually, although very useful from this line, since this is the only tape extant which gives the exact procedure, and actually hasn't even been written in bulletins for modern OT processes, what I've been calling your attention to is ITSA. And ITSA, ITSA. You notice I wasn't talking when the PC was trying to think up the answer to something. I wasn't talking when the TA was moving. Those inexplicable blanks that you hear on the tape are actually fast-moving TA. And it's just held until the TA ceases to move. Now, that is an auditing session. Regardless of what's going on, there is a high level of discipline in action in this session. It is the auditor who inserts the discipline into the session. This PC was never left with nothing to do, nothing to say, and nothing to think about. It was simply, from the auditor's point of view, simply drive, 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 drive. From the PC's point of view, PC appears very leisurely about all this, but that's just the PC's speed of running. That had nothing to do with what the auditor's speed of running was. You don't Q&A with the PC's speed of running. Here we have, in essence, auditing the way she should sound. And if your auditing doesn't sound that brisk, and if it's not right up on top of it that way, but there it is. But it doesn't matter whether you're running level two, level three, level four. It doesn't matter what you're running. These problems are problems of basic auditing. And if anybody starts missing problems of basic auditing, I played that rather bad patch of finding the top up terms. It's awfully hard to do this, particularly in the PTGPM. Got off on the wrong foot. Nevertheless, if there had been very many mistakes in handling the PC's ITSA, in failing to promote and increase the PC's ITSA, the amount of strain which occurred at that point of the bank would have ARC broken this thing across the boards. Well, I played you a little bit of piece a little later in this session, and we found the PC very, very happy and laughing and cheerful and so forth. How? Why? Well, it's simply because, in spite of the bypass charge that might have been generated at any given moment and then was straightened out, the PC was not given an opportunity to ARC break because the basic auditing was held in very solidly and hard. Now, that, in essence, are the problems of auditing, and that basic auditing is basic auditing. If your sessions don't sound like that, I don't care what process you're running, if your sessions don't sound like that, why, don't call yourself an auditor, okay? That's tough to lay it down like that, but if I hear of anybody doodling, letting the PC doodle and whistle and so forth, I'll have his certificate, man, because it's not auditing, it's fraud. Drive it. Keep that session driven. Keep that TA flying. The auditor takes action, let's have him take action. Take action right now. Keep the session going. Keep the session whirring. And that's auditing. Now, I was just using my tape there as an example because I've been studying ITSA and the handling of ITSA here for some months. If you care to listen to those bits and pieces again on that piece of tape, which will be available to you for study, you will see that it is the handling of the ITSA, the promoting and increasing the PC's ITSA, is not talking while the TA is in fast motion, but not waiting to see if it moves again, and taking up and handling the PC's problems, either at the session start or as they arise or the session end. These things, and the handling, the good handling, the meter, of course, these things are the problem of basic auditing. Now, if you don't get good at that, you're not going to make the way up along the line. You're just going to close yourself right off along the line. So let's not have any more nonsense about ITSA is sitting in a doughy slump with the PC trying to make a session out of it. That's the job of the auditor, and you make sure that you do. Okay, we still all friends? Thank you very much. Good night.